I'm just walked downstairs. And there are 10 pots of honey. And my husband and my daughter are both claiming them for their own, Brian. Do you think, I think they're my, I think this is my honey.
Depends who's paying.
Not me. I am Pooh Bear. Right, this is really local, really on my doorstep.
Cheers.
So where have these hives been sitting?
These are from in Moulton, in Moulton Village.
So about a mile and a half from here? A
couple of miles here. The other side is a couple of miles here at least.
Is it actually possible that those bees could fly almost as far as this to collect the honey?
Possible. Depends on whether they need to. If they've got food closer, they're like us, we're all lazy, they would go closer. But if they need to come this far, they would. Which is why I think it's got some rape honey in, because there's some rape, or there was rape in flower on the Moulton College farm. So I didn't know whether they went there or not. But because of this cloudiness, I now know that they did.
And what does that do? I mean, there's a little bit of cloudiness in there. Is that a problem with honey?
No, not at all. It's just the nature of rape honey.
Does it taste any different?
I don't know, you tell me.
Right, let's get out the spoon.
It has some taste, we hope.
So when did you take this off the hive?
What day is it today? Last week. Thursday or Friday. Friday, I think it was.
Oh, I've got a spoon now.
Mummy, please make me taste this.
Yes. So you have to extract it.
Let's get another spin as well.
Extract it in the centrifuge, and then just a minute, lumps first.
Jeez.
Okay, let me try some. Just get in the queue.
Mmm.
Can I taste it now?
Does it taste like honey?
It tastes one dip in the in there. Don't dip twice. So take a good amount first.
All right,
great. I'll get you a clean spoon.
It's very sweet.
No, but you can't put it back in the pot.
Because it's sugary.
Yes, go and get another spoon.
Saliva back in the pot.
Yeah, we don't do that.
It's not hygienic.
Ugh. Brian, these are fantastic. How many pots of honey will you get this year? Is it a good year?
Because I'm still in the stage of building up, then, as I was saying to your husband, a lot of effort goes into making the wax in the honey boxes.
I understand they sacrifice
a
lot of honey.
They're using the honey. The energy is being used to make the wax frames.
And is it the very young bees that make the honey?
They all make it, don't they?
I mean, sorry, wrong question. I'm watching her
Young bees live in the hive for the first couple of weeks and don't go out. They're the housekeepers and the... And then later they become guard bees, and then the end of their lives, the last couple of weeks, they're the flying bees, collecting the nectar.
Right, so they have different stages, they don't just get born into one position.
No. They all, because they're, for a start, when they're young, their sting doesn't work, it's not developed, so it couldn't sting you.
That's quite sweet, actually.
So the young bees in the hive are, you know...
So it's the old gnarly bees that
they're
sting.
They're the less aggressive ones because they haven't got a sting that they can use. When they're older, they know they can use it.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Right. And then, sorry, I meant to say, they sacrifice a lot of honey to make wax, don't they? I understand it's about a pound of honey.
The frames that have now been built out and I've extracted the honey from go back in the hive and they don't have to make the wax, it's already there. So they can go straight on putting the honey in and not using their energy to make wax. That'll make them a little bit bigger, probably.
Well, it's fantastic to have such local honey. We're hoping to rescue the bees that are here, and we've got quite a challenge to do that. And are honey bees still in danger in the UK? Are they in trouble? Because I keep hearing
it's relative,
things.
You see, because you get losses every year, and the Scottish beekeepers lost over 50% on the BS National Beekeepers Association survey. I think they lost 54%. I think was the figures in my magazine this week.
Oh Right, so we also we.
But
do
that varies in different parts of the country. Down here, it was only 20%.
And do you lose them every year?
Some of it's if you don't look after them. Well, if you don't feed them properly in the autumn, like we all had to last year, and the old, you know, some of the old beekeepers, oh, I've never fed my bees. Well, they're the people who lost their bees this winter.
And what about the fact that I've got this wild colony above above my sitting room window?
Because nobody's taken any honey away from them, they're going to have massive supplies to get through the winter, which is why they get through the winter.
Fantastic. Right. Well, we shall very much enjoy this. We should be cooking with it all through next year. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Can we have one, please?
You just got to pay now.
You want one pot or what? Is that what you want?
I want one pot now.
And put your name on it.
Maybe Mummy will let you have one pot.
You've got your £4.
I'll have to pay it some pocket money.
It's not plastic, it's glass. It goes...
You know, my children are just absolutely honey mad.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just get going.